good to see so many of you out on such a cold day.
这么冷的天，大家还来聚会，很高兴见到大家。
So if you aren't familiar, usually when I come, we just keep walking through the Gospel of Mark.
大家知道，我现在一直都以马可福音为我们讲到的经文。
And because I'm a teacher at heart, I like to ask questions.
因为我是一个教师出身，总喜欢问问题哈。
So do you recall what the main point of the last message I gave was?
你还记得我们上次讲的主要讲些什么吗？
Anybody?
有谁记得？
That's okay. We've had so much information since we last saw each other.
我们上次见是上个月哈，我也不怪大家。
So let me help.
我提醒一下。
That despite Jesus' three attempts at clarifying how engaging his mission faithfully is a challenging thing.
所以我们上次讲到耶稣跟他的门徒至少提醒了三次，讲到说耶稣的这个十字架的挑战。
Engaging the mission in such a way as you pursue greatness before God.
所以就提醒门徒说，你要想在神面前伟大吗？
Involves suffering.
你必须要受苦。
Scorn.That's okay. Rejection.
或者被拒绝。
Right? Yeah. Abuse.
或者被人虐待。
Yeah, possibly death.
甚至死亡。
Right? And so, despite all of these things, if you still say, yes, Lord, I want to try to follow, then that's the message, right?
如果你听到这一切先给你一个警告了，你还说主啊，我还是愿意跟从你的话，那你就来跟从耶稣吧。
Unfortunately, the disciples didn't seem prepared to receive that message.
所以门徒听是听到了，但没有听进去。
Still not quite ready to acknowledge the implications of the cross.
他们实在其实还是不懂这个十字架所对他们有什么意思。
That accepting these hardships is the path, is the way to greatness and honor.
你要想伟大吗？你就得接受从主那里来的这些的。看上去不好的东西。
In this kingdom, this upside down kingdom that we are looking forward to.
你想要接受在神的好像这个颠倒的这个国度吗？你就得要接受这些受苦的道路。
Where those who insist on being first realize they're going to be last.
那想要伟大的必须为小。
Right? The way to greatness is the path of suffering, hardships, and service.
所以要想到通到神面前，这个想要伟大的，就只能在十字架上这条道路上才能找到。
That's why today's episode is going to kind of tie together a whole section that we've been walking through for probably 3 or 4 months.
那我们今天的这一段呢，跟我们这过去三四个月讲的呢，还是有关系的。
This section in Mark began about Mark chapter 8 around verse 22.
这一段呢是从马可第八章二十二节开始的。
And in this section we see a conclusion where we're introduced to someone.
在这一段里面呢，我们看到马可介绍我们看到一个人物。
In this episode today we might say there's a guest star.
那但是这一小段里面，就我们今天要讲的小段，好像有一个英文叫 guest star， 就好像有一个客座的一个明星过来了。
Right.And maybe the world wouldn't consider that way, but his name was Bartimaeus.
世人来觉得这人根本就不是个明星，对吧？但是呢，他说这个人叫巴底买。
As we read together, he's blind, he's disabled, and he's pitied by others.
我们读了就我们知道了，他是眼瞎的，他可能还有别的残疾，但至少是个眼瞎的，他被众人看不起的。
But a day came when he could do something about his situation.
但是今天是他碰见好日子了他可以改变他的命运。
Because Jesus came by.
因为耶稣经过他那块他坐的那条路上。
Unexpectedly, Jesus showed up near him.
所以耶稣在他没有期待的情况下突然出现在他面前。
Yeah, there he is there. So we've titled the message, Take Heart, Get Up,Jesus is calling you.
所以今天的主题的题目叫做放心起来，耶稣在叫你呢。
Right, let's pray.
我们先祷告。
Father, we just ask for your help now.
主啊，我们求你帮助我们。
As we try to receive the engrafted word which is able to transform our lives.
我们将听到你那个让我们扎心的话，能够改变我们的生命。
We ask this in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ.
我们在奉耶稣基督伟大的名祷告。
Let's pick it up here in the verse 46, and they came to Jericho, Jesus and his disciples. And as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he had heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.
所以46节说，到了耶利哥，耶稣同门徒并许多人出耶利哥的时候，有一个讨饭的瞎子，是底买的儿子巴底买，坐在路旁。他听见是拿撒勒的耶稣，就喊着说：“大卫的子孙耶稣啊，可怜我吧！”
And Jesus and the 12, they're leaving Jericho. It's just up and to the north. What is that? The northwest of the Dead Sea there. Yeah.
所以我们看图这个上面这个地图哈，耶稣出了耶利哥，耶利哥跟往耶路撒冷去。这两个城市的方向呢，耶利哥是在耶路撒冷的东北边。
So Jericho is about 5 miles west of the Jordan River.
所以耶利哥是在约旦河西大约5英里的地方。
And some 18 miles from Jerusalem.
所以从耶利哥到耶路撒冷有18英里。
And so Mark records for us as they were leaving Jericho.
所以马可回忆说，当他们离开耶利哥的时候呢
，They hear a cry.
他听见有人在路边就有人在喊。
Yeah.From a man who's blind and sitting on the roadside.
是一个坐在路边讨饭的一个瞎子。
A beggar named Bartimaeus, who was the son of a man known as Timaeus.
所以这个名叫巴底买，他是底买的儿子。
And as historians, I think, record that Timaeus was well known and loved in the early church. That's not
the father.
His father.
所以这个底买呢，是照圣经的。传统记载就是说，他是在早期教会里面是一个受人尊重的圣徒。
So beggars like this were a common sight.
所以在路边坐着一个讨饭的，那个时候是非常常见的事儿。
Especially as the pilgrims each major festival are heading toward back to Jerusalem.
尤其是在当时犹太人每年三次要上耶路撒冷过节啊，所以瞎子也知道过节的时候人潮最多，那个时候是最适合讨饭的时候。
So I wonder how long had Bartimaeus sat there at this place just begging for alms.
所以我就想这个叫巴底买的，他坐在那个地方讨饭，讨了多少次了。
So beggars would take their coats and they'd take them off and then lay them before them so that they could receive donations, offerings from the public.
所以讨饭的通常把他的外衣脱下来铺在他面前。在人家往他那扔几个钱的时候，就有地方接的那些钱。
That would be a difficult life.
这个生活很不容易的哈。
Right? Yeah, living off the uncertain, fickle kindnesses of others.
就靠着别人的施舍和怜悯过日子。
Right. So he cried out to Jesus for mercy.
所以他就向耶稣呼求怜悯。
And so you're going to see throughout the PowerPoint, you're going to see the word be will be used for Bartimaeus because.I'll get tired of saying Bartimaeus. No, I'll probably say the name, but I just, you know, I needed to use economy of space in my PowerPoint. So B means Bartimaeus. All right.
所以在英文的这个版本里面，他用了个大写的 B 代表这个巴底买哈。
Yeah. He's crying out, desperation, really.
他真的是呼求，他呼求是出于他毫无别的办法了，他实在是呼求主怜悯他。
And I think like most others at that time, he'd heard about Jesus.
我相信他跟其他人一样，在那个时代他听说过耶稣的名字的。
And he even recognized him as son of David.
他能够想象说接受耶稣他是大卫的子孙这个概念。
So you've seen this before, I think. This is like a title that meant the promised seed or the deliverer of King David's line.
所以大卫这个子孙的这个头衔哈，不是随便每个人都可以接受的啊。这个头衔特指是将来某一个大卫的子孙中的某一个是来拯救以色列人的。
So it's a title of honor, but I think it's probably unlikely that he already recognized Jesus was the Messiah.
他有可能已经接受说啊，这个耶稣就是圣经预言的大卫的那一个子孙，就是那个弥赛亚那个子孙。
But I'm not convinced. Maybe he fully realized what that meant to be son of David, right?
他可能知道一些，但也不见得他完全懂。
So we see evidence a little bit of this in the text. He calls Jesus Rabbi, teacher.
他后来耶稣叫他到他面前的，他又管耶稣叫夫子，他没有叫他是大卫的子孙，可见。他对耶稣的这个认知还是不见得那么完全。
And as we continue to kind of study the scripture, we see in places like Acts that son of David was also used just as a form of address, very respectful form of address.
我们看到在新约里面，像这个使徒行传里面有地方也用到大卫的子孙这句话来称呼，这他好像更多的用的是一个敬畏的话，而不是特指的那个救世主。
Yeah.Nevertheless, he'd heard about Jesus, no doubt, through all that Jesus had done, all of the exciting and miraculous work he's been doing.
所以这个瞎子巴底买的毫无疑问，他肯定是听说了耶稣行过各种各样的神迹的。
So he wasn't about to miss this opportunity.
所以现在机会来了，他肯定会抓住这个机会的。
And he began to call out.
所以他就喊呐，他大声喊。
Lord, please help.
主啊，求你救我。
So how do you think the crowd around him, the other pilgrims, responded?
你想当时经过他那里路上那么多人，其他的去耶路撒冷朝圣的人会怎么想？
So I want us to imagine ourselves.
假如你在朝圣的路上，你是其中一个过路的人，你会怎么想？
How do we and the people around us, how do we usually react when someone on the margins, someone who is unwell or voiceless, considered a burden on life, They raise their voice like that in public.
所以你想，在我们这个社会，如果一个是被边缘化的人，一个被别人瞧不起的人，突然之下大声发声了，要把他的诉求表达出来，那其他的人会怎么想？
Let's take a look. And many said, "Oh, that's wonderful, Bartimaeus." No. And many rebuked him, telling him, "Be silent." But he cried out all the more, "Son of David, have mercy on me."
所以当时许多人就责备巴底买，就叫他不要出声。
Right. Making many of them rebuking him because, hey, you're making a scene.
他们就觉得他是在制造场面。
Right. They insisted that he pipe it down. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that English expression, but just means be quiet, pipe it down.
所以他们就觉得叫他不要做声，叫他不要引起注意。
And I would imagine, you know, that the other pilgrims that are also on that road traveling toward Jerusalem, they're probably, over time, you become hardened and you get tired of beggars who are sitting outside on the roads as you're trying to make your way to Jerusalem.
所以当时朝圣者可能每年去朝圣都会看到路边总是一大堆人在那讨饭的，所以他们就可能也习以为常，所以他的心有点麻木了，所以就想着赶紧从他们要去的地方赶紧到耶路撒冷去。趁着天没黑，所以他也不想停下来理这些，就他们看着习以为常的这些讨饭的人了。
So if we read between the lines, no doubt that just feel that this is a nuisance. These beggars are a nuisance that they're going to delay their arrival on this long pilgrimage to Jerusalem.
所以对于这些行远路的人来讲，他们不愿意被这些要饭的给他耽搁他的时间。
It usually took them about from Jericho about 8 hours to walk to Jerusalem.
所以那个时候那段路只有18英里，但是他是走路的，所以他得走8个小时。
Kind of the way some of us respond when we're trying to get someplace and we find others that are delaying us. Usually we're not very pleasant.
就像我们现在生活，如果你赶路要去一个地方，路上碰见 traffic jam 哈，那你也会很不高兴的。
Besides shouting to Jesus in such a loud voice in public, "Son of David," could be politically subversive.
而且在那个年代哈，因为这个讨饭的他在喊大卫的子孙，那这个词有点政治敏感度啊，因为这个犹太人知道这个词意味着，神要派一个那个子孙来拯救他们。当时他们在罗马的统治之下，如果你这样喊一个政治敏感度比较高的词出来的话，会有麻烦的。
He's doing such a good job interpreting that I don't even have to finish all that I want to say. But Bartimaeus, he cried out all the more.
但虽然这样子，但这个巴底买仍然继续的喊。
And he would not be silenced.
他不会因为别人说不要喊，他就不喊。
He's really desperate.
因为他真的很需要。
despite the fact that many were hitting the dislike button, you know, like we do today. No, I don't. Shut up.
所以即便别人叫他不要喊，他照样喊。
Like on Facebook, you know, no, I don't like it. Yeah. Evidently, Bartimaeus didn't want to remain in that condition any longer.
因为他知道这是他的难得的，可能是唯一的机会。他如果想脱离这个坐在路边乞讨、眼睛瞎的这个状态的话，他必须求耶稣帮助。
So with Jesus now nearby, at hand, he's not going to miss this chance.
所以现在耶稣经过了，他一定要抓住这个机会。
That tells you a little bit about his character.
这说明他，这说明他的一个这个性格吧。
So Mark continues in verse 49, and Jesus stopped and said, call him. And they called the blind man, saying to him, take heart, get up, he's calling you.
所以耶稣在那个时候呢，耶稣就停下来了，就吩咐他的门徒说叫他过来。然后他的门，他其他人就叫对这个巴蒂买说，你可以过去。
Others are shouting, sit down, shut up, be quiet. But Jesus stopped and responded to Bartimaeus' call.
所以圣经四十九节就说，耶稣就站住说叫他过来，叫过他来，他们就叫那瞎子对他说，放心起来，他叫你呢。
Unlike those around, surrounding the whole crowd there, Jesus was compassionate. He responded.
所以你看耶稣的反应跟他旁边那些人，包括他的门徒的反应是不一样的，对吧？他的门徒或者其他人都是嫌这个要饭的麻烦累赘，不用理他，但耶稣是蛮有怜悯的。
Right. I think it's interesting how Jesus' call came after Bartimaeus first called out to him.
但你看耶稣的反应是在这个瞎子先呼喊了之后耶稣才做出反应的。
Have you ever seen that before as you look at that text, you know? First, Bartimaeus was moved and he called out and then he received Jesus' call.
所以这一段想想跟你自己的经历有没有共同点啊？首先你得做出个动作，然后神才做出个动作。
I wonder if sometimes it works that way. I don't know.
我觉得有时候是这样的，我们要首先采取一个先有个动作，向神有个呼求，然后神才有个反应。
I mean, I just think about our own lives. We perceive God's presence and so we call out for help.
我们生活的经历可以完全像这个瞎子一样，对吧？你感觉到神在经过，神在你的生命中了，这个时候你向他做出一个呼求，然后他会有个回应。
We call that, sometimes we call that prayer.
那个呼求就是祷告。
Sometimes we hear or perceive Jesus' call to us.
我们有时候会听，感觉到或者听到耶稣对我们的呼召。
So Jesus said something. He bid, I don't know if you know that old English word, but he bid those that were nearby to respond as well, to act.
所以耶稣呢，他说叫他过来，他不是自己去叫的，他是叫他旁边的先说，去把瞎子叫过来。
So Jesus told presumably some of his followers to call Bartimaeus.
所以这里就叫让我们看见，耶稣是叫他身旁的，应该是他的门徒去把瞎子叫过来。
Perhaps because they also shared the sentiments of those rebuking Bartimaeus.
所以你想，他的门徒可能跟其他朝圣的人一样，当初也是叫这个瞎子不要作声的。
And I think it's really interesting, almost humorous, how God sometimes does that, employing the very people who intended to, shut him down, who saw him as a nuisance to somehow now get involved.
所以我觉得很有意思啊，神就是这样做的，他使用那些原本觉得别人是麻烦、是打搅的人来参与这个过程，并做出他们本该找些，就是做些他们当初做出的反应不一样的事情。
So it's likely his disciples also felt inconvenienced, but not Jesus.
所以我们想想，可能是有一个情景，就是他那十二个门徒可能也觉得这个瞎子是个麻烦事儿，但是耶稣不觉得这个瞎子是个麻烦事儿。
He asked the disciples, the friends, others nearby, "Come on, help!"
所以他就叫他的门徒，其他一起的跟从人就说，来，你们去把瞎子叫过来。
So I wonder if Barnabas' call is Jesus' call to you.
我在想，耶稣对这个瞎子的呼召是不是也是对你，对我们每一个人的呼召。
So we use this word call in many different ways, especially in the New Testament. Yeah.
这个呼喊和呼召的英文可能是一个字，都叫 call 啊。
At this point, Jesus called very, very clear, don't you think? Take heart, Jesus heard you.
啊，这时候这些门徒对这个瞎子说的说：“你放心吧，耶稣已经听见你了。”
Yeah, get up and go to Jesus.
起来到耶稣那里去吧。
Jesus is calling.
耶稣在呼召你。
Yeah, calling you. Yeah, and it says, and throwing off his cloak.Bartimaeus sprang up and came to Jesus.
第五十节就记载说，瞎子就丢下衣服，跳起来走到耶稣那里。
And Jesus said to him, "What do you want me to do for you?"
耶稣说，你要我为你做什么呢
？And the blind man said to him, "Rabbi, let me recover my sight."
瞎子说，拉波尼，我要能看见。
And Jesus said to him, "Go your way. Your faith has made you well."
耶稣说你去吧你的信救了你了。
And immediately, he recovered his sight and followed him, that means Jesus, on the way.
那个瞎子就立刻看见了就在路上跟随耶稣。
So we see that Bartimaeus, the beggar, responded, this is another old English word, straightway.
所以我们看见这个瞎子对耶稣的反应是立刻的。
Right, yeah, right away. He threw aside his cloak that he had there,which he used to receive alms.
他就把他的衣服丢下来。
Right.
他就起来了。
Probably sending the coins on his coat already, they're just rolling.
所以想这个衣服是有代表性的，因为这个衣服是里面有些碎钱啊、零钱啊，对吧？那是他的养生的工具。
Yeah.
所以把他这个养生的工具扔了，他跳起来跟随耶稣。
And we got to realize this is one of the few items that this man possesses.
他可能这个瞎子根本就没有什么资产或财富哈，那件外衣可能就是唯一这个东西一件他的财富。
Means of survival，
也是他谋生的手段。
So I think his actions, Bartimaeus's actions, indicate he was ready to cease to leave this life of begging。
所以他已经当听到耶稣叫的时候，他已经决定把他这个靠讨饭为生的这种生活方式放弃了。
So Bartimaeus then sprang up to his feet。
跳起来
right, and he went making his way to Jesus.
就到耶稣那里去了。
And I think probably he was assisted by a few others because, you know, he can't see.
那因为他是瞎子，可能有人帮他或者拉着他到耶稣面前去。
So think about that. What determination, what resolve in the heart of this man?
所以想他的心里有多大的决心和多少的坚定。能够放下这些就去找耶稣。
People all around publicly exposing him, telling him shut up, and he won't be silenced.
前一秒旁边的人还在说你别吵别说话，但他拒绝。
So Jesus asked him, "What do you want?"
所以耶稣就问他说你要什么？你要我为你做什么
？What do you want me to do for you?
你要我为你做什么
？Yeah, this is the same question. If you recall last time I preached the last text that.James and John heard the same response from Jesus. What do you want? You remember that? One of them wanted to sit on the right hand. One of them wanted to sit on the left hand. And so Jesus, we have a question for you, Jesus. We want you to do what we ask you to do. And so Jesus' response was, well, what do you want?
所以耶稣常常问人家，你要我为你做什么？我们记得上个月讲到马可福音前一段的时候讲到那个彼得和约翰和雅各他们也来耶稣面前说跟耶稣要东西，然后耶稣就说你们要什么，他们就说我要一个等你一个坐在你左边一个坐在你右边，还记得？所以耶稣常常会直接问这个，如果有人到耶稣面前了，他会直接问他说你要我为你做什么。
Yeah, apparently it's important that Bartimaeus and maybe others express what they want.
所以你要什么你必须亲口说出来。
Right. This is also a good practice for those that we seek to lead to Christ.
这对我们来讲我们也应该学耶稣这样做。当你跟人传福音，当你接近一个朋友或者亲戚的时候，你要问他说你要什么，或者是你要神为你做什么。
Yeah. Because sometimes we're in a setting like this, or maybe we're in a Bible study someplace,or even just a two one-on-one in a coffee shop, and we can see God's presence, and we can sense God moving on people. And so this is a good question. What do you want?
所以这是个很好的问题，不管你是在一个家庭茶经，还一对一的讨论，或者在咖啡馆里碰到一个朋友， 反正当你在和别人讲话的时候，你感觉到神的同在的时候，你的下一个问题就是你要问他，你要神为你做什么。
Because you know that they're ready to respond to God.
因为你感觉到神的同在，他们可能这个你跟你谈话这个人，他们已经准备好要跟神说了。
So instead of presuming that, oh, I think now I can just go ahead and lead him in prayer, maybe it's better to follow Jesus' example and just keep listening.
你不要有个自己的预判说，哎，现在这时候来了，我带领他祷告接受耶稣。你要先问他，他要什么。
Yeah, listen instead of just naturally presuming that, hey, I'll lead this person in prayer to receive Christ. First, listen.
所以先要听，先听听对方的需求在哪里，再来做下一步。
So Bartimaeus is pleading here, right? Master, let me see again.
所以这个巴迪买的他就说了，夫子，我要看见。
Yeah. Restore my sight.
我要恢复我的视力。
This is the prayer that the 12, Jesus' most faithful followers, had not yet expressed to Jesus.
你想这个他这句话哈，耶稣十二个门徒从来没有说过的，因为他们没有一个人是瞎子，但其实都没有看见过，他们并没有看见耶稣是真正的那个弥赛亚，但他从来没有向耶稣说过这句话，我们要能看见。
I pray this prayer often myself personally.
我自己常常为我自己的祷告就是，主啊，让我能看见真实的你。
Because I'm aware that there's always blind spots, there's always things I'm not seeing, and so that's a good prayer for me too.
所以我这个看见也是，当我们人生中很多这个视觉的盲角啊，当你可能就是没看见，你看到了但你没看见。
I wonder if anyone else here this morning feels that they need to pray that prayer as well.
我觉得在座的不知道你是不是有想说，你祷告时也应该求神说，主啊，让我能看见。
Jesus' unexpected surprising response to such an expression of faith follows.
耶稣对这样一个信心的表达所做出一个出人意料的回应。
He says, "You can go now."
耶稣没有说你看见，而是说你可以走了。
I think that's interesting. You can go.
耶稣回答很简单，你可以走了。
Right? What? How was Bartimaeus and ourselves to interpret this response from Jesus?
你想那个瞎子巴迪买当时听到耶稣这句话，他是怎么想的？或者我们当时在场的其他人听到这句话，他是怎么想的
？We're done here, Jesus says.
耶稣说：“ yeah. 行了，可以了。
”I've fulfilled your request.
我已经满足你的要求了。
You're free to go.
你可以走了。
Yeah. Perhaps Jesus' response is meant to be enigmatic.
所以耶稣，我想他可能刻意让他这个回应带着某种悬念。
是怎么翻译过来？是这个 enigmatic 啊、oh, ？OK.还没有学 enigmatic
AI 翻译的哈
leaving you know Bartimaeus is you know time to freely determine how he wanted to respond.
所以他弄出一个悬念，就是让这个巴迪买这个瞎子他自己决定他下一步要干什么。
The next step would be up to Bartimaeus.
所以他下一步对吧，神把这个好像把这球踢到他这边球场了，让他决定他下一步要做什么。
Obviously, your sight has been restored.
所以你要的你已经得到了，你要眼睛的看见，你现在看见了。
Or for us, we would say our prayer has been answered.
对我们来说，这个就是祷告蒙应允啊。那下一步你要干什么呢
？God has honored your simple faith.
神也回应了他的简单的信心的祈求。
I mean, you can imagine his faith is not very developed yet, just childlike, simple faith.
所以这个巴迪买的信心其实就像个小孩的一样，是个很单纯的信心。
So I believe that Mark is contrasting Bartimaeus' faith with James and John's request of faith.
在这里我感觉哈，这个马可就这样记载，就把这个巴迪买这个瞎子的信心跟他之前那两个门徒约翰、雅各他们的信心做了个对比。
Lord, we want places of honor in the kingdom on your left and on your right. That's one request, and then the other request is.Lord, I want to see.
所以你看那两个门徒对耶稣要求就是在你荣耀的国里，我一个要坐在左边，一个要坐在右边。然后这个巴迪买的要求就是我要能看见。
This is the prayer that the 12 should be pleading before Christ.
就是刚讲的，这 这个我需要能看见这个祷告是这十二个门徒应该有的祷告。
Because we see very clearly that the 12 are still are not able fully to see that to faithfully follow Jesus means to accept sufferings, mistreatment, and possibly death.
所以这十二个门徒其实并没有真正的看见跟从耶稣所需要付的代价。
And that's a hard pill to swallow. Right?
这个很难，他们很难接受这一点。
Right? Yeah. Even for people today, you know, they'll say,Hey, would you like to say the prayer and believe and everything's good? This is a different message we're hearing from Jesus.
这个当时很难接受，现在也是一样很难接受。现在我们跟人传福音，可能主会讲你信了以后一切都好，对吧？很难说你信了以后要受苦。
Yeah, that's different, isn't it? Yeah, to faithfully follow Jesus.
所以你当你真的信，真的愿意真心的跟从耶稣的话，你一定要会受苦的。
It's as if Jesus is saying, faith in me is the means of the healing that you long for.
这里耶稣对他说，你的信心就救了你了。
Right? Yeah. Your simple faith has made you well.
你的信心救了你。
Your simple faith can restore your sight.
你的信心使你痊愈了。
And so Mark reports immediately Bartimaeus could see again and he followed Jesus.
所以马可就记载说这个巴提买他看见了以后他就立刻跟从了耶稣。
I wonder how the 12 felt about that. Oh, great, this guy's going to follow us too.
所以我在想 那十二个门徒会心里会怎么想，刚刚可能前几秒还在说你不要说话不要说话，一下子变成哎呦这人成了我们的同伴了，怎么办？
And so Bartimaeus, he didn't delay, he grasped the opportunity even though Jesus said you can go.
所以这个巴提买他抓住这个机会跟从耶稣，虽然耶稣说你随你便你可以走了，但他决定跟随耶稣。
Jesus had said go your way, but Bartimaeus decided to go with Jesus instead.
所以耶稣给巴提买一个选择，你可以走自己的路了，但巴提买选择走跟随耶稣的这条路走。
Now that's a miracle. Yeah, 就是神迹哈。
这一个人他愿意悔改跟从基督跟从耶稣，这就是个神迹。
What did Mark mean when he said he followed Jesus on the way? I wonder, what did he mean?
他圣经说他就在当时就跟随了耶稣，就在那条路上跟随了耶稣。
I think maybe, I don't know, maybe it meant that you can join the group that's now following Jesus and you see how long you want to join us. You know, we're going as pilgrims to Jerusalem. And so, yeah.We're going along the road, you come with us.
所以这可能一种理解就是说，因为耶稣和那些朝圣者是去耶路撒冷嘛，所以他也跟着一起去了耶路撒冷，所以这也是种在路上跟随耶稣一种理解。
It seems like in life that the Lord is always so gracious and kind as he works with us and he allows you to follow if you want to follow. He encourages you, he calls you to follow, but he allows you the choice.
所以耶稣鼓励人来跟从他，但也给人一个选项，你可以跟从也可以不跟从，但耶稣鼓励人跟从他。
Knowing how Bartimaeus' faith was confirmed.
我们来看巴提买的信心他被得到印证。
Yeah, he called out, he went to, and then he trusted Jesus.
他呼求耶稣，他信靠耶稣，然后
走。Yeah.
他然后被耶稣医治了。
And,As he did so, he was healed somehow.
因为他这样做的过程中，他就得到了医治。
Bartimaeus' actions and God's healing confirm it.
所以他的行动以及神的医治见证了他的信心。
Let's look at our closing insights for application.
好，在下面我们来看看今天讲了这么多，对于我们的生活，我们怎么应用。
As we prepare to close, note the insistence and determination of those who know they need Jesus.
我们来看看那些留意那些深知自己需要耶稣之人的坚持和决心。
I think it's interesting in contrast to what I see so often today. Believers expending energy trying to convince people, friends, loved ones to look to Jesus with little to no effect.
所以我们其实很多信徒耗费了大量的时间精力去试图说服那些心理刚硬或者尚未预备好的亲戚朋友来仰望耶稣，但是收效甚微。
Yet when God's presence meets one like this man, right? who knows they need Jesus, the unexpected happens.
但是当时这个神遇到一个真的需要耶稣的人的时候，那这个情况马上不一样了。
They throw aside one of the most, I think probably the most valuable thing he had. He throws it aside.
所以当像这个巴底买的这个情况，就是他真的是需要耶稣，但他又遇见耶稣的时候，他马上就有个反应，就把他连他这个唯一的这个财产他也扔了。
Right. Yeah. I just throw it aside, and now his trust is in Jesus.
就信靠耶稣，并且跟从了耶稣。
Secondly, God uses us, disciples, those of us who are trying to learn to follow Jesus, He uses us to call people to Jesus.
第二点就是神用我们每一个人来呼召别人到耶稣面前来。
He employs us as His servants in this wonderful saving work of ministry that He continues from that time even up to the present.
他过去是这样用他的仆人和门徒，现在也是用每一个信耶稣的人来呼召别人来认识耶稣。
And so when we see them responding to God's call, God's presence, we too should ask them, what do you want?
所以当我们碰见别人的时候呢，我们也会也需要学习耶稣的做事的方法，要问一下别人，你要神为你做什么。
When we see that happen, I mean, sure, we get excited, but we shouldn't try to get ahead of God as He's working in that moment.
当你碰见一个人跟你聊天，发现人家需要耶稣的时候，你不要心里特别火热高兴，马上就要带他做决志祷告，你要先问他一下，就像耶稣先问他一样，你要什么。
And then the third and last point, when Jesus calls the spiritually blind to Him, we will witness undeniable evidence.
所以第三点就是当耶稣呼召属灵眼瞎的人到他面前来的时候，我们会看见无可否认的证据。
We'll see things like they will cast aside those things they once trusted in.
所以当一个人真正信靠耶稣，接受耶稣的时候，他会把他以前所依靠的东西就扔掉了。
And they will get off their behind. I don't know if you guys know behind, right?
他们就跳起来，不再坐在那儿。
Right. So they'll get off their behind and they'll head towards Jesus.
他们走向耶稣或者奔向耶稣。
Their faith in Jesus is the means that God uses to save them.
他们对于耶稣的信心是神用来医治他们的方法。
Yeah. And so if I was going to have a discussion, which we don't do today, but if I was going to have a discussion with you over lunch,I might look at these kind of questions here.
所以等下吃饭的时候你要跟我讨论的话，我们就会坦克讲讲这三点怎么运用。
Right. And so we won't go through these, and I'm actually going to finish on time today. So praise the Lord for that.
今天准时结束哈。
Here's the gospel message that I see in closing.
所以最后我们看这个福音的呼召。
I believe that whenever you look at a text, you should also be trying to recognize, okay, what is the good news about this message?
我们想想这一段圣经对我们来讲有什么好的信息吗？
So here's what I came up with initially.
这是我的总结。
Is there anyone here who recognizes an opportunity to respond to Jesus' call?
我们在座的有没有人今天觉得今天是个好机会，神在呼召你？
Yeah. Right now, there's an opportunity.To respond to Jesus this morning.
现在这一时刻就是你的好机会来了。
Perhaps as God's saying to you, take heart, get up.
所以是不是神在呼召你说，放心起来。
Jesus is calling you.
耶稣在呼召你。
Perhaps you consider yourself someone who believes, right? Good, good. But you've stopped short of going to Jesus and placing your faith totally in Him to save you, to heal you, to open your eyes.
可能你觉得你已经信了，但是你有没有到耶稣跟前去呢？
So take heart.
所以耶稣说你要放心。
Today is the day of salvation.
今天就是救恩的日子。
And God's saving work is not a one and done. God's saving work is continuous in our life. We call that the process of sanctification. God continues saving us.
这个救恩我们魂的救恩不是一次的，而是不断的进行的。
Yeah. So take heart.
所以你要放心。
Right. Throw whatever you once depended, throw it aside.
你过去所依靠、所骄傲的那一些东西，你要放下。
Get up and go towards Jesus.
你要起来到耶稣那里去。
Christ, maybe Christ is calling you.
可能神在呼召你。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Lord, thank you for your grace and mercy.
主，我们谢谢你的恩典和怜悯。
We ask that the Holy Spirit would have His way with us this morning.
我们求圣灵在我们中间随意的做工。
Thank you for your saving work.
谢谢你对我们的话语。
For answering our prayers.
谢谢你应允我们的祷告。
In Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.